This is episode number 2199 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 22nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Uh-oh.
Mike Tyson seemed to lose his cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
Instead of snakes on a plane, it's Tyson on a plane.
Oh, my God.
Wednesday night, repeatedly punching a man in the face after the guy that apparently annoyed him.
I mean, I've seen the video. You've seen the video. He had it coming.
Oh, he was so annoying.
He totally had it coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if we, like,
no,
I know. No excuse for violence.
No excuse.
However, when you are sitting behind a world champion boxer, you probably want to choose your words carefully and how you act about said boxer who's bitten off somebody's earlobe before.
That's right.
So
don't make him
really
hungry and mad.
Evander still has that missing piece of ear.
Yes.
Oh my God. Don't piss off Tyson.
Well, they couldn't recover that piece of ear like they could Johnny Depp's finger.
Well, there's that. Yeah. Oh, man, let's not go there. Oh, I'm like getting the creeps. I'm getting the woolly creeps.
So
what happened exactly?
All right. So sources close to Mike claimed that the man was extremely intoxicated.
Yeah, think.
Sure looked like he was.
Yeah, think. Okay.
He wouldn't stop provoking him in his seat. There's two different videos.
Right.
There's the one where you see him punching, but there's another one where it's across the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so annoying. And he was even standing upright behind him. And I'm always wondering, where was the flight crew?
Where was the flight crew, and why didn't they...
Where was the duct tape?
Yeah, right?
Come on now. So the incident all went down at around 10:30 p.m. as Mike was slated to fly out of San Francisco International Airport to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, you know, he's needing work since he's not flying first class. If he had flown first class, this all could have been avoided.
This could have been all avoided, right?
But he wanted to be like the common folk, maybe.
No, he didn't want. He couldn't afford first class. Let's just say what it really is, okay?
Eventually, Mike Tyson told him, and coach. So Mike told him to chill. And when the guy didn't, that's when Mike started to throw several punches at the man's face.
Yeah, but I believe he was further provoked after he told him to chill.
Oh, yeah, no, the guy wouldn't stop.
So Mike really did. He tried to keep his temper.
He kept his cool for a long time.
He's so lucky, though,
time.
That he did not lose an earlobe. Or something worse, maybe his nose or something, because Mike's a biter. I mean, if we've learned any lesson in life about Mike Tyson is don't get anywhere near his grill, because he's going to bite you.
The video, across the aisle video,
yeah.
It shows him after he has, you know, cuts on his face.
Yeah.
And the guy's pouting.
He's pouting.
I'm expecting memes from this.
He's going to sober up. The dude's going to sober up and go like, oh, man, I just got hit in the face by Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Mm. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Not to mention have a bit of a headache.
Right?
So, you know, Mike, he just walked off the plane.
Yeah.
Seconds later.
Any word on whether or not they've detained him or questioned him or...
Oh, there's
anything?
More to come.
Yeah,
I guess so. This is unfolding.
All right.
This is pending.
Well,
we'll keep
an eye on this like everything else.
Yes.
Sure we will.
Don't expect to see Pete Davidson on The Kardashians.
Well, I didn't think he was going to be on the season anyway. They're done filming that.
Yeah.
I think they did film it before they really got cozy.
Well, we're told that Pete's pals are pointing out to him that his career is already at a high point. So what does he need this for?
It can't get any higher, Pete. It can't get any higher. You're boffing Kim Kardashian, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
So why do you need to be on the show? Because then everybody's going to think you're a has-been hanger-on.
That's
like
true.
Scott Disick. Did I say that name out loud?
So Pete has a number of projects in the works, including a biopic.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, biopic about Joey Ramone.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love
a
that.
Rom-com. Yeah, that'll be good.
That'll be great.
A rom-com with SNL co-star Colin Jost.
Yeah, they own a boat together. So, okay.
And a sneaker.
And it's a ferry. They own a ferry together, not just a boat.
Oh, that's right. It is a ferry,
they own a
yes.
Staten Island ferry. Anyway, that should be funny. Those guys are funny.
Save the ferries.
Save the ferries.
All right, there's also a sneaker flick titled American
Soul.
A sneaker flick called American Soul. Yeah.
Okay, they have run out of ideas.
Now, Pete's inner circle has also pointed out that the men in the Kardashian universe, like Tristan Thompson, Lamar Odom,
Kanye West,
Chris Humphries.
Yeah, they don't fare well. Scott Disick, really.
They don't fare well on reality TV.
Yeah.
It's a sure way to kill the relationship, source argues. And getting involved in the show decimates every man.
Kind of does, doesn't it? Because the show is not about... It is. It's about their relationships, but it's more about how empowered women can destroy men with a single blow. Whoosh! They're done. And they're like in rehab. They're quitting their damn job. They can't get... No, I'm kidding. But I'm not, really, as a matter
kidding,
of fact.
Kidding, not kidding.
So, Pete, yes, take the advice, man. Take the advice. Don't do the Kardashian show. Have your fun. Yeah. Have your fun, they say. Enjoy. Because another woman who's older than you will come along soon enough. Halle Berry, for instance, is older. She could come along.
She could.
I'd be jealous as hell, but you know what? That's okay.
Jennifer Aniston needs someone.
Oh, she sure does. She's single. She needs a someone. And Adam Sandler is not available for her. I'm sorry.
No.
Everybody wants him to be, but he's not.
No.
Brad Pitt's not available for her either.
No.
No, no, no. Neither is Ross. Ross is not available for
Ross
her.
Ross is...
No, no.
No,
David
they're
Schwimmer,
on an
no, they're
eternal
done.
Break.
They're done. Yeah, anyway. All right, have yourself a great weekend. More news on the way next time, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.